The Philippines is extremely vulnerable to storms like this. The island sits smack in the midst of the warm tropical waters of the Pacific that feed these storms along the track. This is the fourth typhoon to hit this year in the same region devastated by an earthquake just last month. Tonight, NBC's Tom Costello takes a look inside this storm, including how it compares to some of the strongest storms we've seen here in the U.S.
There were no Hurricane Hunter aircraft inside Typhoon Haiyan, but meteorologists believe it was among the biggest ever recorded. 370 miles across, with winds peaking well over 200 miles per hour and a 20-foot storm surge. In hurricane rankings, a Category 5.
Typhoon is the word they use for hurricanes in the western Pacific. There's no difference in the system. Typhoons tend to get bigger and stronger because there's more warm water to maneuver in before they run into land.
The super typhoon so devastating because it reached peak wind strength right before hitting land. By comparison, hurricanes Katrina and Wilma in 2005 had peak winds of 175 miles per hour.
These are 40-mile-per-hour winds now.
At the University of Maryland's wind tunnel, researchers strapped me in to experience storm-force winds.
74-mile-per-hour winds now. This would be a Category 1 storm.
From 74 to 96. Then to 115 miles per hour, a fraction of the 195 winds in the Philippines. As we saw at the insurance industry's testing center, homes built to code in the U.S. start coming apart at 100 miles per hour. In Florida, where building codes are strongest, most can withstand winds up to 140. While scientists can't say whether climate change contributed to this particular typhoon, they believe global warming is making storms stronger.
And we expect that as we go into the future, the number of hurricanes doesn't necessarily increase, but the Category 4 and 5 will increase.
And experts caution that nothing can stand up to a Category 5. Tom Costello, NBC News, College Park, Maryland.